AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama warns of catastrophes unless the world's leaders find ways to curb greenhouse gas emissions. AP's Mark Smith reports from the Global Climate Summit in Paris.
The hour, the president says, is almost upon us.
Submerged countries, abandoned cities, fields that no longer grow.
That's the dire future he sketched if concerted action isn't taken to curb heat-trapping pollution and slow the rise in temperatures. Plus, he told some 150 other world leaders America, as the world's top economy and second biggest carbon polluter, has to lead.
The United States of America not only recognizes our role in creating this problem, we embrace our responsibility to do something about it.
And he says the main obstacle preventing action is cynicism. Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
A judge has ordered the Chicago police officer charged with murder in the shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald held under a $1.5 million bond. Officer Jason Van Dyke has been in custody for nearly a week. NAACP leaders from across the city and the country met today in Chicago to denounce the shooting and to call for changes within the Chicago Police Department.
The citizens of Chicago deserve not only the end of police misconduct, but they also deserve the beginning of accountability, integrity.
NAACP National President Cornell Brooks. Jury selection underway in Baltimore for the first of six police officers charged in the custody death of Freddie Gray. Officer William Porter is accused of failing to get medical help for Gray during several stops made by the police van that carried Gray. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders undergoes an elective outpatient hernia repair. Sanders' office in Washington says he will resume his Senate duties tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 55. This is AP Radio News. The man accused of killing three people and wounding nine others at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs, Colorado, has his first court appearance this afternoon. Correspondent Nikki Mayo has more on the three people Robert Louis Deer is accused of killing, a university police officer, a mother of two, and an Iraq War vet.
To know Kier is to know an angel.
Amber Butler has known Kier Stewart since she was 11 years old. The Army veteran was among the three killed when a gunman opened fire at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. Butler says Stewart was outside when he was shot.
He ran back inside, told everybody to get down, take cover.
Jennifer Markowski, a 36-year-old mother of two, was also killed in the attack, along with University of Colorado Springs police officer Garrett Swayze, a married father of two. Butler says Kier Stewart leaves behind two daughters ages 11 and 5. I'm Nikki Mayo.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.